Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I've been reading the book of Proverbs a lot lately, and I'm amazed that the wisdom King Solomon talked about 4,000 years ago is still relevant for today. So I want to talk about wisdom for our lives, for today and for our tomorrows. You know, it's interesting that the word wisdom and wise appears over 50 times in the book of Proverbs alone. And throughout the Bible, those two words appear 506 times. Yes, the concept of wisdom is covered more than any other individual concept in the Bible. Obviously, it's very important to God, and so King Solomon, known as the wisest man on earth, wrote about it so we could learn too. In fact, in Proverbs 3, verses 13 to 17, in a modern-day translation, it reads like this: the man who knows right from wrong and has good judgment and common sense is happier than the man who is immensely rich, for such wisdom is far more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing else compares with it. And then dropping down to verse 21, Solomon writes, have two goals, wisdom, that is, knowing and doing right, and secondly, common sense. Don't let them slip away. Interesting, Solomon said it. Just have two goals in life, wisdom and common sense. I guess that about says it all. And if you're facing a challenge today, perhaps in business or your home, finances, maybe relationships, ask the Lord for His wisdom. If you take a few minutes to listen, it's amazing how often a solution will come to you just when you need it. Or maybe God will remind you of a person you need to talk to who might have the solution to your problem. Like you, I have friends who just seem to walk in wisdom and common sense. But if you haven't been making wise decisions in your life, it's not too late to change. And you know what? I believe that if you ask God to help you, He will. The book of Proverbs is a wonderful place to read to find God's wisdom. In there, He talks about anger. He talks about doing what is right. He talks about unjust judges. I mean, you know, Proverbs just about covers it all. After all, God is the one that said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And if you're struggling right now, here is a song of assurance for you. The Gaither Vocal Band sings, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe, that in Thine ocean its flow may richer, fuller be. O love that will not let me go, O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to through the rain. that morn shall tearless be. O love that will not let me go, cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust, life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall end.
Oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. If that's you today, you can rest in God's love, in his security. Indeed, God's love will not let you go. Well, I am talking about having God's wisdom for your life on this program. A proverb I love is Proverbs 16:3. It says, commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. It reminds me of the story of a college professor who was teaching a course on setting priorities and managing your time, and thereby walking in wisdom. And to illustrate his point for the session, he set a large jar on his desk, and then he filled it with big rocks. And he asked his students, is the jar full? And they said, yes, but that wasn't the right answer. Then he poured a bag of coarse gravel in the jar, and then he poured a bag of very fine sand into the jar, and it too fell in the cracks between the rocks and gravel. And then he asked, is the jar full now? Well, this time he received a resounding yes, but the professor still said no, it wasn't full. Lastly, he poured a pitcher of water into the jar until it was full to the brim. And then he asked, okay, now you see the jar is really full. What does this illustration teach us? One student replied, oh, that's easy. It teaches us that no matter how full your life is, you can always make room for more. No, you've missed the point entirely, the professor exclaimed. This teaches us that if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in at all. Well, this is a great life lesson for us. The big rocks are like our life priorities. They have to be first on our schedules, or they'll get crowded out by other things. And for those who believe in Jesus, one of our life's priorities should be reading the Bible and talking to God. I'm sure that that's something we probably sometimes all struggle with, of putting those big rocks of our priorities first in our day, isn't it? Well, now it's time for a song, and here is Gary McSpadden singing, I Am the Alpha and Omega.
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and I
Truly, God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of everything. I hope that song reminded you who God wants to be in your life, your everything. Oh, well, I'm talking about walking in wisdom on this program, which is part of who God wants to be in your life. Probably one of the most important life priorities that we can make to walk in wisdom is to take time each day to read the Bible and pray. Oh, at times we may not have an hour, but it's in those few quiet moments we have with God that our world settles in and comes into order. As we lift our thoughts up in prayer and affirmation, then no matter what happens, when we have given our day to God, we will know that with God we can handle whatever comes our way. You know, sometimes people don't have a time of devotion with God because they think they have to have an hour or at least half an hour, and that's wonderful when we do have the time. But in today's busy world, sometimes our schedule just doesn't seem to work out that way, does it? But the amazing thing I've discovered is that even if I only take 5 or 10 minutes to read a psalm and pray for my loved ones, God honors that too. Even if I'm in a hurry, it seems that God just directs me to the very scripture that I need for my day. Well, in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, we see direction for keeping our priorities. Let's look at it. It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So maybe our prayer needs to be, "God, help me to put in the big priority rocks into my life. Help me to put you first today so I will accomplish what God desires for me." Well, as we continue our thoughts and prayers, we need to thank God for helping us do what really matters while walking in wisdom and love. Well, here's another wonderful worship song. It's by the Heritage Singers, and the song is "In the Presence of Jehovah."
Thank you.
Yes, in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Yes, that's our God, isn't it? Well, since we are walking with God, I'm talking about the wisdom from God. And one of the verses that I've loved about wisdom is found in Proverbs 2:6, where King Solomon wrote, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." One of the modern translations in the Bible equates wisdom with common sense. That's God's promise. He gives us wisdom, and part of wisdom is having common sense in our lives. I believe many of the challenges we face in life can be turned around by using the common sense that God will give us if we ask him. Even such things as common sense, not to eat junk food or smoke, but exercise and keep our bodies healthy. That's wisdom from God. After all, he created our wonderful bodies. And one of the ways we can walk in wisdom is to find a scripture to help us make our decisions. I love the statement that I read somewhere. God doesn't care where you've been, but he does care where you're going. I believe that God desires for us to fulfill his dreams and plans for our lives, as he said in Jeremiah 29:11. And to do that means walking in wisdom. If your dream is to learn a new skill or to go someplace new, then it's wisdom to simply take the first step toward that goal. I've heard people say, "Oh, I want to do this or that," but they never get around to taking the first step toward fulfilling their dreams. How can they walk in wisdom if they're not following after the Lord? Well, I think a prayer we need to pray often is, "Lord, give me the wisdom and the tenacity to work toward the dreams that you have put in my heart." Well, when you listen to the music coming up, why not say a prayer and ask for the wisdom you need for the challenges in your life? Vern Jackson sings a song. Well, it's not only about wisdom, it's about Jesus being part of everything we do. He sings, "He is my everything."
I long to be his possession. He is my everything. I remember my days of darkness, without sunshine or sight to lead the way. But a whisper of his voice softly calling to the arms
of my Maker to stay.
Oh, He is my reason for living.
He is the King of all kings.
I long to be His possession. He is my everything.
After the lightning and thunder, after the last bell has rung, I want to bow down before Him and hear Him tell me, well done.
My reason for living.
He is the King of all kings.
I long to be His possession. He is my
reason for living. He is the King of all kings. I long to be His possession. He is my everything. Oh, I pray that you can say that with me, dear friend. He is my everything. Well, on this last segment on wisdom, I'd like to spend these last few minutes just encouraging you. There are so many scriptures that we can hang on to for our lives, and I'd like to share a few with you. The Bible says in Isaiah that God will make a way where there is no way. Again in Isaiah, God says He will make the crooked paths straight just for you. God also says in Isaiah that He will whisper to us in that still small voice when we should turn to the right or the left. Yes, that's the wisdom we need, isn't it? Of course, we have to listen, don't we? Yes, God says in Psalm 23 that His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we choose to abide in God. So take heart, friends. Expect the best and know that you have the provision of God surrounding you. Once I heard a minister say that as we seek after God's wisdom for our lives, it will come to us. We will find our common sense will come more easily as we seek solutions that God would have for our lives. Well, there's a wonderful verse in Galatians 6, 9 and 10 that says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, you will reap a harvest of blessing if you don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith." Well, with this scripture in mind, may I encourage you to be a blessing to this program, Psalms of Hope? Your gift, small or large, will help us to stay on your station. I would love to hear from you, so email me, and you can also donate on the website. And if you would like a list of the scriptures that I used today, email me or write, and I'll send them to you. The announcer will give you the information. It would be so wonderful if you would go to my Facebook page too. I post every week with wonderful pictures and scriptures. This is Samantha Landy, and remember, God loves you with an unconditional love that will keep you forever and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.